Welcome to CIP Stories. I am your CIP Stories host and co-creator, Bill Delisio, from the Colorado CIP. This podcast will bring you the CIP leaders and influencers from the states, tribes, territories, and organizations that have been responsible for driving systems improvements and systems reforms in courts since 1994. CIP Stories was first recorded at the 2019 National Judicial Leadership Summit on Child Welfare in Minneapolis, Minnesota. CIP Stories is dedicated to documenting the 25-year history of the Court Improvement Program, and CIP Stories seeks to share ongoing systems reform and improvement efforts across the nation.
I am Camila Joseph from the U.S. Virgin Islands, and this is my CIP story, beginning a CIP in the Virgin Islands in 2017.
So hi, Camila. How are you? Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, Camila. I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm great. Thank you. So thank you for joining me this afternoon. So let's just start with talking about the journey throughout your career that led you to the Court Improvement Program.
Well, I've been employed at the Judiciary of the Virgin Islands since 2005 in different capacities. My last capacity was a probation officer, and I recently acquired a position as a CIP coordinator in October 2018.
And so what part of starting this new program that you do you want to talk about today, or one of the ideas, one of the projects that you're working on right now in the Virgin Islands? And what sparked that idea?
Well, one of the projects that we've been working on since I've gotten on board is our collaboration with the agencies. Well, we are currently developing a quality legal representation plan, collaborating more with the agency. What we have done over the past year since I've joined, we have increase our juvenile and guardian ad litem panel members. We have enticed attorneys to come on board, provide training for attorneys on Title 4E and Family First. And we have also developed a youth enrichment day where we at the court, the CIP, gives back to the foster youths in the Virgin Islands by having a movie night at the courthouse. We basically transform the a room at the courthouse into a theater, providing all the snacks and drinks that they will want along with pizza. And we watch a movie, and then we have guest speakers come in and speak to the youths about, it can be about the movie and what lessons were learned in that movie, or it can be about other trials and tribulations that they may be going through as well.
So it sounds like you have quite a few projects getting started early on. And so what are some of the successes that you guys have seen so far?
Successes. Well, all of our trainings so far have been very successful. As I told you, the youth movie night, the kids are excited about it. And because we're a territory with three separate islands, two districts, what we do on one island, we also do on the other island. So the kids are very receptive to that as well. In September, we did give back to our social workers where we appreciated them. We did an appreciation. The social workers were very ecstatic about it because they said that they have never been appreciated and no one told them thank you for the work that they did. And they appreciated CIP for that. Also, our collaborations with the Department of Human Services, I continue to work closely with the administrator there, developing our legal representation plan and our hearing quality, the permanency plan, and recruitment plan for foster parents throughout the territory.
Oh, wow. That's really exciting. And so it sounds like you're doing lots of collaboration, hitting the main principles or the main idea, the main areas that the Court Improvement Program here at this Leadership Summit, we've been learning some principles about. Is there anything you've learned while you were here that you want to take back to the Virgin Islands?
I heard about the peer-to-peer and parent-for-parent, and I think that that would be something that will be beneficial in our territory. So that's something that I will look into and make it a part of our structure as we move forward.
Is anybody here offering to come and train in the Virgin Islands? It seems like a great destination that a lot of our participants, when they meet you, they probably say, oh, I'd love to come and visit your courts.
Definitely. We've had some of those. Okay. And we welcome anyone that wants to come down and train. And we are looking for people to come in and help us with our legal quality representation training, because that is something that we find very important from the court's perspective, and wants to offer it to our panel members and to everyone on the bar. PM.
Okay. So. Well, so what's one big unanswered question that you have that maybe seems like an impossible kind of question to solve that you want to pursue as the CIP coordinator in the Virgin Islands?
One big question. How can I be a benefit to the work that I'm tasked to do?
Okay.
And being a new CIP coordinator, I'm just trying to find my way through and understand how can I be beneficial to what I'm tasked to do. So every day is a learning day, and mm-hmm. coming to these type of trainings, I learn and mm-hmm. meet people and network. So, and I hear from other states what they're doing, and I'm like, okay, how can we implement this in the Virgin Islands or change it to fit our culture?
You know, just a little word of encouragement that there's a huge community of people out here that want to help you, and you can reach out to anybody. And that's pretty much how I learned the job when I first started.
Thank you. We do have a representative from the Children's Bureau who are there to assist us, and CBCC, who is also very hands-on and assist us as well. And we are very appreciative of those people in those capacities.
Okay. Who's helping you from the CBCC?
Alicia Davis.
Oh, nice. Well, Alicia Davis was who hired me in Colorado to be the CIP coordinator. So
yeah.
We've got that connection. It's a small community.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, hey, it was great for you coming by today and sharing your CIP story. And maybe in future years, we can connect and you can tell me about all the new innovations that you've been able to bring to the Virgin Islands.
Sure. All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
CIP Stories is connecting our CIP community. You are a leader, an influencer, a change maker. Make your story part of the CIP history. Keep sharing our CIP stories. Keep sharing our CIP stories. Keep sharing our CIP stories.